by Liquid Zeolite today.
Madness is upon us. That means we got a big contest coming up at the end of the week. That's not where we're going to start. Kate Delaney, happy to be at the helm of this ship as we steer through some pretty nasty territory, especially when it comes to the Middle East. We have Iran exploding. What's going to happen there? Trying to keep a lid on Israel. Do we, don't we? That's the question. Where are we dancing and who are we dancing with? Syria. Ooh, slaughtering people in the streets. Nasty, nasty bad boy Assad. Wouldn't you love to see him go away? But nobody's really stepping in there. A little bit with some rhetoric and saying that we're backing up what the people are trying to do. That seems to be the theme. We're backing up the people who are rising up against the would-be dictators. They're not... He's not traditionally a dictator. He's probably something worse than that. Afghanistan, though, is the big heartbreaker because one of our soldiers allegedly killed 16 people. Did you hear this story? If you haven't, you're in for a shocker. Happened on Sunday at 3 in the morning. Imagine this. One of our soldiers, yes, armed, heavily armed, walks about 500 yards out of the base. No one really sees him until it's too late, and then it's reported. Goes into a couple of different houses, in this remote village area, and kills all the people inside, including 11 from one family. Women and children slaughtered. Set on fire. Several of the bodies set on fire. Then taken into custody. Now it's a matter of figuring out what possibly possessed this soldier to do this. Turns out he had a traumatic brain injury in 2010 while he was serving his second tour in Iraq. Then goes on to Afghanistan. Now our Secretary of Defense is talking about the death penalty is definitely a possibility. How far do you go with the PTSD? When it comes to someone who goes rogue and rips apart really any of the goodwill that's left in Afghanistan. We're going to talk about that this hour, try to solve the riddle. It's really simple. Do you think he should be up for the death penalty or not? Because there are people who say, listen, he served this country. He voluntarily decided to serve. He flipped. Because he had a traumatic brain injury and we're so desperate, we let him back into action. Because we need bodies, man. We need bodies. What a question, huh? Then the other big thing is, what about the gas situation? How much are you paying? Have you noticed that you're paying 30, 40 cents more in the last 2 months? Starting to feel that pinch? $5 a gallon? How many gallons does your ride hold? How many munchkins do you have to haul around to soccer games, to Boy Scout, Girl Scout meetings, to camp? Who's paying for that? Where's that money coming from? We're feeling the pain. So the squeeze is on for the Prez to answer what gives. Ease the pressure. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, had this to say about the high gas prices.
We are obviously aware that Americans are paying a very high price when they fill up their gas tanks. And the president is focused on that and concerned about it and understands the kind of impact that has on hardworking American families who are trying to make ends meet. If increasing drilling were the answer in the United States to lowering prices at the pump, we would be seeing lower prices at the pump, because under President Obama, we have increased significantly domestic oil and gas production. That is a fact.
I might disagree with those facts a little bit. I think the major thing here is that you got to open up some of those lanes. You just have to. And yes, speculating for crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange can certainly affect the prices that we see for gasoline, because we're talking about the crude at a barrel and where, what that goes for. But as the leader of the United States of America, when people want their gasoline to be below $5 and preferably below $4, there is a line in the sand that you cannot cross, like it or not, excuses or not. And the line is being crossed, already crossed in Florida, already crossed in California, already crossed in Chicago. Would this, and I say this, even if you are a Democrat and independent and you can't stand anybody, or you just don't like and think they'd be a good leader, anyone that's running for the Republicans, would $7 for a gallon of gasoline send you screaming in a different direction? Oh, I think there's a big nightmare that is raging. A nightmare that's raging night after night after night after night in the wee hours while the people who think they pulled the strings anyway are trying to figure out what to do. You have X amount of months before the election, and you have an incumbent who seemingly, by judging by what the Democrats are saying, should have an easy time of it, but might not have such an easy time if the gasoline prices are high. And the situation, I think this affects it too, and the situation in Afghanistan gets worse. If the Taliban threats happen and we see soldiers in more grave danger than you can imagine, which sounds odd because soldier war, we get it. But if something really that powder keg explodes in the Middle East, oh, I think that's a factor too. I think it's a factor. And my question about the death penalty for the Afghan shootings for the U.S. soldier, should he get the death penalty? Oh, this is going to be heavily debated. Heavily. Because it's no layup. You know what the medical history is, but he was cleared. So what made him turn into this robo-killer? And the answer is nothing has been released at this point. I mean, it is nailed shut tighter than a drum trying to pry out information out of anybody in Washington. That tough, because it's that devastating, the effects. And it's not all we're going to talk about during this hour of America tonight. Coming up, we have It's Your Business. In fact, we're going to talk to somebody who really turned his life around and has helped other people turn their life around with their companies, etc. And he emphasizes the idea that you got to have that family time. So he's off dog sledding in Montana. Can you imagine? I didn't even know they could dog sled in Montana. I'm not saying that, I mean, you could dog sled anywhere if you had the right equipment. But I didn't know it was that big of a deal. And apparently it is a big deal in Montana to dog sled. So a little business and a little conversation about something I find fascinating. I love the Iditarod. I even wrote about it in my book, Level the Playing Field, because I consider it to be a sport with all the miles that they have to go. Are you kidding me? We're kicking the can down the road. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Your Business. Very excited to introduce you to my pal, Guy Hatcher. He's in our virtual green room right now. We spared no expense. I think he's got a latte, perhaps a couple of those cream cookies that we made. Guy, can you put that stuff down for a second?
It's going to be hard cake, but I'll try here. Okay, they're down. Here we go.
All right. He is the president of Advanced Planning, and he's the managing partner at the Company Coach. He's helped thousands of families build wealth. And here's the key thing, reap the benefits of ongoing success while, and this is the new thing that so many people are just not focused on, while keeping the family together. How do you build wealth, Guy, and keep your family intact while you're not at each other's throats?
You know, it is a major problem, Kate, because a lot of people are going to define wealth only as a monetary aspect. They're going to look at the dollars. One thing that we try to help families do, and especially the parents, is to really help them define what legacy is besides what the monetary asset is. So we back them back into the emotional side of the planning, and that really gets into, you know, what values does a parent try to pass on to the next generation? Values such as faith, values such as a work ethic, involvement in the community, those type of things. And then we'll slowly work into the monetary aspect.
Yeah, have you seen people, you and I have talked off the air before this at length, and you've seen this, and I know I've seen this in my life, where people have really amassed a lot of wealth, but they're emotionally bankrupt, and their family is just torn apart. I've seen this, I hate to say it, I've seen this be more the common thread than something that's unusual, and I think you've seen that too lately.
Yeah, one of the things, I don't know if you saw this other day, is there was a lady that actually had won $300 million in one of the lotteries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually reading a study on this about 3 weeks ago as I was on a trip. And what's really interesting is people always say, well, if I get X, then I'm going to change. I'm going to manage money properly. I'm going to balance my life right. I'm going to be the proper steward I need to be. Really, it's the opposite. Very few people that actually get wealth know how to manage it. And the reason being is they think the wealth, the monetary aspect, the money and the houses and the cars, they think that's what's going to bring them joy, when in reality it brings them more stress. And so that's something when you deal with a very wealthy family financially, you know, some of them are balanced and some of them are not balanced. And what we try to do is go back in and say, look, you're very blessed to have this, you know, this financial strength and this support that you have here. But let's go deal with some key issues. And that's once again, that's the fun type of planning I like to help families get to.
Yeah, and some people, too, and it's the opposite way, sometimes they're overwhelmed. Do you also back them out of that where maybe they just can't have enough and so they've run up credit cards even though they are lucky and they do are blessed to have a lot of money, they somehow have gone even more overboard? Do you back them out of that, too?
Yeah, that's a perspective, and they just have a wrong perspective in my mind, Kate. They bought in definitely to keeping up with the Joneses. Once again, is if I take that credit card and let's say we run into Macy's or Nordstrom's or whatever nice store of the day that there is out there for us, that we go in there and we see a new coat there, and that coat's $495. Man, I've got to have that coat. And maybe I catch myself on a blue day. Maybe I haven't sold the last deal, or maybe the boss didn't give me the affirmation or the bonus I thought I was going to get the day before. And I'm going to say, I deserve that because that's going to make me feel better. And in truth, it might make us feel better for a day, maybe for a week. But when that credit card bill comes in, how do we feel then? And that is really what that becomes for people, is the negative type of the way they view money. And I really try to coach people on that, is your view of money is so important to building wealth.
Yeah, and boy, that's novel, because I don't think that, Guy, I got to be honest, I don't think that's how most financial planners do it. That you have to take the long view because of what you just said. What happens when you stub your toe and you realize enough is not enough? There was a director in Hollywood who, I just read this story recently. His name's Tom Shadyac, and he directed a lot of the Jim Carrey movies, and he said he couldn't believe it. He had this gigantic house in Beverly Hills, and he had four other houses around the country, and he realized that he was so unhappy because he had nothing to fill it with, didn't have a lot of friends other than Hollywood friends, and he ditched it all, and he lives now in a modest house on the beach, and he still has amassed wealth, but he dumped all the material things. So there's a correlation with the material things, and that's what you're mentioning. And that's obviously got to be something that you look at right away when you sit down with someone, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, what everybody really buys into, and I did too, Kate. I mean, I bought into it probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I kind of started waking it up, and the good Lord blessed me with my two children. I got two young daughters. And I started realizing, wait a second, I've got all of this stuff, and I'm running two different companies and running up the hill, and I'm coaching people, and I've got all this cash flow coming in. Boy, aren't I blessed. Well, I couldn't figure out why I was so stressed, and I didn't have that internal peace. But when I started realizing it wasn't about that stuff, it really came back to three things for me. And this is something that I really try to encourage people on, is getting back to what I believe in my, you know, in my spirit, my faith. Getting back to, you know, what's important to me, which is my family, and also, you know, the other thing that's important to me, which is my friends. So getting back to the basics is where we really need to be today. And I think some people are coming back to that, Kate. Some of us are coming kind of slow, though.
Yeah. Doesn't it worry you to see, because this is something we talk about on America Tonight all the time, and people call in and you can hear that frustration. They're upset over politics and where the country's going, and are we going to be involved in another war, and what's happening with their families, and they're not eating even dinner together because they have so much work and they're so stressed. I would think that more family time would help maybe turn that ship around in some cases.
Well, statistics have shown that for a long time, that families that actually spend dinner time together, that go to church together, that socialize together, that have vacations together, are much stronger families. And we do. The problem is today, though, that when the divorce is as high as it is, and I'll be a great example. My little daughter comes home the other day. She's in first grade, and she's telling me about her best friend that her mom just went through a divorce. Mm. There's, you know, she's getting remarried, two sets of kids, and now she's got stepbrothers. And I mean, how do you tell a first grader, oh, by the way, everything you knew for the first 5 years of life has just changed, and now this is the way it's going to be? And I think that's the problem with the family today. But a lot of that goes back to the root of, what are we really chasing? What is really important to us for our lives? Is it the monetary aspect? Is it the success aspect? I just believe if you can get back to a lot of the basics of who we are, which goes back to this faith, family, and friends, I think is very, very important.
Yeah. So you mentioned it in building your two companies. Now you have these two young daughters, and that turned things around for you. And you spend time with them. In fact, you're talking to us right now from Montana, and you got to tell the people listening to the show tonight, because they'll love this, that you actually went dog sledding. How do you go dog sledding in Montana?
We have a little place in Whitefish, Montana, and when I got on the air with Kate for a second, she had asked how the snow was, and said, well, it was great yesterday, but we were out dog sledding, and there's a gentleman, and we did this up at Christmas, and I have my hunting buddy and his family up, and so we take them out, and we were on three sleds, and I had a team of 10 dogs that pulled me 11 miles through the Forest Service right north of Whitefish, Montana. And the experience is just phenomenal, Kate. I mean, it's quiet. All you hear is the dogs running. You hear the musher calling out the calls. It was a beautiful sunny day and just a great experience that my friends and my kids will never forget, including me also.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, how did the daughters take it? What was their reaction when they first went? Because I know you did one other time. What was their reaction?
Oh, they were excited. I've got an 8-year-old and a 7-year-old, and they were all excited about the pups. And this guy's got, and so you pull up, and I was asking him today, he orders 48,000 pounds of food twice a year for the pups. And it's just quite an experience to see how they work, you know, as a group. And it comes back to when I coach people with their companies, it's the same thing. It's how can we work as a group? Who is the leader going to be? Is the leader running the proper direction and things like that? So it's a lot of symbols come out of this when I get off and have experiences like this for me.
Yeah, so you see that with the dog. The lead dog is important, right, Guy?
Yes, much so.
I would think so. I would think so. So then they can only do this for, what, probably another couple more weeks, and then it's all gone?
Yeah, he normally starts running in December, maybe November, and he said last year the snow was real high. They're kind of having a down winter this year. He said they'll go about 2 more weeks. He said last year they ran all the way up to April 15th. But quite an experience. Guy's been doing it for 22 years, lives out in the boondocks, and it's just a fun experience, though.
Yeah, no kidding. Is that a family business?
Yeah, actually, it is a family business. It's a gentleman, and he's got his kids involved. And, I mean, when you pull up, Kay, just imagine you got all these little dog houses, and the dogs are going nuts because they know somebody gets to go run, and they want to be the ones that get to go run. I mean, that's
no
what they're
kidding.
Trained to do. They're trained to run and have fun.
There's definitely some symbols I think you can pull out of this one. Guy Hatcher, President of Advanced Planning and Managing Partner at the company Coach. Guy, thanks so much. Will you come on with us again?
I would love to, Kate. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses. Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count, because after all, it is about the numbers. Weren't we just talking numbers? We were, right? It's always about the numbers. Follow the money, follow the numbers to almost anything, and you'll see, you'll get the surprise of your life when you open things up. Well, if it's a good number, anyway. I don't know that this is a good number. Feds are saying that when they're testing banks against 13% unemployment, there is a 50% drop off in the stock market. I always say this is like legalized gambling. You're standing at the craps table anyway, perhaps with your retirement fund in your hand, and you're saying, leave it in cash, convert it a little bit to try and make some money. This is not a good scenario in either case, unless you have extra money to play with. So announcing that the latest round of bank stress tests, that's what they do, they're going to come out on Thursday. It's a doomsday scenario. The banks are stress tested against the possible worst case scenarios: a severe recession in the United States, unemployment 13%. Ooh, I shudder to think of that. We're close, aren't we? A 50% drop in equity prices, a 21% decline in housing prices. Nasty. And I could go on and 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 on. So it's the doomsday scenario, the worst case scenario. Finding out, what does that mean? What does that mean for the banks? Give us the real illustration, the real picture, because you need to have the do-re-mi. Strong capital levels are absolutely necessary to ensure that banking banks have the ability to lend and to meet whatever their financial obligation is, even if we're in the middle of some awful economic times. But, you know, to that end, I say, who's getting money from the bank? Already, they're tight as a drum. They're not lending very much money, I would say. And then that's all part of the whole reason why. Banks were too big to fail. We bail them out. Then the idea is, okay, circulate the money, and you have to have, I don't know, you have to have gold bricks in a bank account to prove that you can pay off whatever the loan is. I mean, seriously, in some cases, it's crazy the demands of trying to get a loan. So I would say the banks aren't worried about it. If you want to stress test them, they can stress test them with any kind of doomsday scenario, and I think that they'll pass with much more flying colors than one would imagine. I hate hearing these stories about the ferries that crash or they're missing or they capsize or whatever, and you had dozens of people that are nowhere to be found after the ferry that they were on capsized in Bangladesh. Sometimes in these cases you have not only the people who live there, but you have a lot of tourists. So of the people that are missing, it doesn't seem to be any American tourists anyway, but there are people that are unaccounted for. I mean, left and right. It might be 35 people have been rescued. It sank early on Tuesday, and it sank outside of about 20 miles south of the capital, Dhaka. And no bodies have been found yet either, so they're trying to locate, divers are, the sunken ferry in the first place. And this is awful. It's in this river in southern Bangladesh. Like I said, if you've ever been on a ferry, it's strange to me. I guess it's that suspension of belief. In our minds, we tell ourselves, okay, you get on a plane, well, I could be killed crossing the street much easier, and the statistics show it, than sitting here on this plane, and then you have a crazy stewardess who yells out, I'm not responsible for the safety of the people anymore on this plane, you're going to crash. Or some other unforeseen thing happens, like turbulence that's pretty bad. Turbulence is pretty hard to take, where you're kind of bouncing around, and the captain says, get back into your seat, and you have to put on your safety belt, but you think to yourself, boy, I don't even know if the safety belt is going to cut it. In other words, scary, right? That's what I'm trying to get at. So, sad to see that you have a situation with so many people missing. All right, missing in action are lower gas prices. The rising gas prices are taking a toll, baby, and it's taking a toll on the president's ratings. In the most recent poll, and we spouted some of these numbers earlier, they're not pretty. I mean, the numbers are not good. It's starting to flip a little bit because it's just one of those areas where you can not have high gas prices and not have people complain, not have people say, well, you know, I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I don't like where we're going. I can't afford this. I can't afford that. And now gasoline is the same price as it is in Europe or Australia. We don't want to pay $7 for a gallon of regular gasoline. We don't want to pay that. We can't afford to pay that. That's what a lot of Americans are saying. So I'll just give you the one number that we already use. 65 to 26% is the number that disapprove, number one, 65% disapprove of how the president is handling the price of gasoline, which has gained 49 cents a gallon this year so far. The average price is $3.79. 89% are concerned about the recent run-up in gas prices. 66% are very concerned about it. So it doesn't really bode well at this point if you have numbers like that. When you have numbers that show heavy, heavy disgust over what's happening at the pump. And we feel you because we experience that every day. People who work from home have it lucky, especially have it lucky now. While they might miss the camaraderie of the office, they're not missing, or they are missing, paying these chunky prices to fill up and drive 40 minutes to work and then another 40 minutes back or whatever it might be, depending on the area you have to deal with traffic. You know, lump that all together and it's probably one big, I'm just thinking, one big, ugly number. All right, it's scary when you think of the fact that a train in China can go how many miles an hour? Their high-speed trains blink and the train is by you on the platform. That's how fast the trains are in that country, at least the major arteries. I'm not saying the old rickety line that goes up over the mountain and back again. I mean, no. I'm saying the speed rail that goes through China. It's amazing. It's like in Japan, the bullet trains that they have and just how quick they are. Well, apparently, a section of the high-speed rail in China collapsed, which is disastrous for the people in that area because heavily commuted, for one, and people all over the platforms and whatnot. How dangerous is that? How dangerous is that? And when you're talking about speeds that I'm thinking of in my head, like the bullet train, let's give you one. Let's say 4.5 miles of track had to be removed because of the safety idea with the line collapsing, and they're evaluating what they're doing, seeing how the speed is, because China has massive resources, we know that, and they've invested in high-speed railways for a while now, and it looks like they're finally going to benefit in some of these municipalities where, I mean, this is pumping money into the economy and, you know, everything and anything is revolving around the train. So engineers working on some of the projects have complained of problems with contractors using concrete or inadequate steel support bars. Even last week, there was a huge story about some soil for rocks in the railway bed. What were they using? That kind of stuff. So they've got 13 high-speed railways total, 26 under construction, 23 more planned. Most of the system is similar to that in Japan. It's built on elevated tracks. So when you have that collapse, as you can imagine, at any section, it's just good because of how aggressive they are that nobody was hurt. And that's, I mean, I think that's... That's lucky. China's going to spend, by the way, here's another number for you, $630 billion this year on railway infrastructures from 469 billion yuan in 2011 and over 700 billion yuan in 2010. And that's a pretty expensive proposition. Pretty expensive. Let's give you another one as we exit here. And our parting shot is this. I'm talking about 10 different ways that you can fill out a bracket. You look at some of the statistics. Only one of the last 10 NCAA champs was located west of the Mississippi. That's something to think about.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic grades for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight, talking about a lot of different things. Of course, there's some horrible things happening. The fact that we have to address the question in Afghanistan and the president saying there's no rush to get out of Afghanistan. The timetable is 2014. And he didn't put it this way, but even though we've had this guy go nuts, and is it because of PTSD? And the fact that he had traumatic brain injury in 2010 or whatever the reason, now there is a very real possibility that the death penalty could be thrown at this Army staff sergeant who is clearly having problems, walks away, kills 16 people, walks away, allegedly, walks away from the base, and it's still a shocking, terrible thing that the Afghanistan people are dealing with. And the president of that country says it's unforgivable. So if it's unforgivable and we're put in between a rock and a hard place, as the expression goes, then the death penalty seems like an option that will be put on the table. It wasn't mentioned lightly by Leon Panetta. I seriously doubt that. So I think there's a real possibility that soldier could get death for shooting women and children and other men in that village. 16 total. 16 total. Ooh. Does not at all bode well for his chances. If they get in, if they go into that and allow it. I mean, that's the key thing. Because it could just be taken off the table completely. Completely. This is worth mentioning because we need a daily salute. And the daily salute means it's a wake-up call to everybody who's listening to ATN. So for a second, I'm going to get off my soapbox and get out of the outrage of the day mode and give you a reason to find hope medically. I always thought that if, and I don't really have the chops for it, but if I could just for a week pick another profession, it would be to be a doctor who is trying to solve a terrible illness, a childhood illness, let's say. So something that affects and rips up so many lives, and you're there, you're on the cusp of finding out the right gene therapy or whatever it might be. So check this out. I mean, this is a great daily salute. Too many people are struggling with Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's, for example. So now they're saying that taking statins might lower the risk of developing Parkinson's disease, especially people younger than 60. Overall, people who took cholesterol-lowering drugs had a 26% decreased risk of developing Parkinson's over a 12-year period. For anyone under 60, it was reduced to, ready for this, 69%, almost 70%. So if somebody told you, wow, Parkinson's is really spreading like Alzheimer's, and there's a little bit of this in your family, but if you take this drug, yeah, you got a 70% chance you're not going to develop that. Think of Michael J. Fox. Lately, he's been on the tube in one of the nighttime weekly serials. It's called The Good Wife. And he's still brilliant. He's still Michael J. Fox, but he has struggled with Parkinson's for a very long time. He's lived with and managed it. But what if his children or anyone out there looking at the age factor could take this, could take the cholesterol drugs, and it would lower your chances considerably? It would just cut them of getting Parkinson's. Wow. I mean, I think that's something. That they found this out, that they, in these trials, they were able to come up with this. And they've done these trials for a long time, and they've had mixed results. But this was a new study, and these were researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard School of Public Health in Boston. They followed 38,000 men, 91,000 women from 1994 to 2006. They were asked about what they were taking, that whole thing. And during that period, that's how they came up with those numbers. So under 60, man, you really have a good chance. Because the thing that they do, I guess, the cholesterol drugs, is it reduces inflammation in the brain. So I'm going to say bravo to this study. Great study. How about some applause from the freeloaders that are in the studio in the mothership in Minneapolis? I think that's tremendous. For that long of a period to follow those people and to come up with those numbers that they came up with is fantastic. I mean, seriously, if somebody said that to me, there's a danger of this. If you take this, this is what you can possibly eliminate from your toolbox of what could get you, of what could be devastating to your family. And Parkinson's really can be devastating. You see the treatments, and you see Michael J. Fox and how he manages it. You see Muhammad Ali, the old thing about being punch drunk, and which is, in his case, Parkinson's. I had a friend in college. Her father had Parkinson's. Great guy. Ran a company. But when you talk to him, you had to really, really listen, because he was riddled. He was riddled with it. And sometimes he'd have a good day, and sometimes and that's what it does to you. Sometimes he'd have a really, really rough day. So I'm saying that's our daily salute medically. If that, if those numbers are so, are accurate, there are people that are going to absolutely, they're going to absolutely benefit from that. So in my studio, since they're lazy in Minneapolis, I'm going to applaud for that. That's huge, huge. I think Matt ran out to go get them some Red Bull. That's what we're reduced to. Even though we've just sprung forward, and I think that's part of it.
Everybody's, retired people in these parts.
Yeah, retired. They're tired. Yous are tired because of the spring forward thing. We're still lagging behind. We hate spring forward, and this is what happens to us whenever we move forward. I just want to stay the same. I don't want the clocks to move. Can't we just keep the clocks the way they are? How do people survive when the clocks were the same? When there was no spring forward, there's no fall back. It has thrown me off for a couple of days. It makes me not catch up or something. And of course, I have all kinds of things that need to be turned besides watches.
I read up a little bit on daylight savings time, and I found out that it was started back in World War I over in Europe to conserve coal energy during the daylight.
Right. Very but nice.
I still don't, and I don't even know if I'm on the right side or not of it, but I just want it to be lighter later in the day. So am I pro daylight savings time then? I don't
lighter,
know.
Lighter later in the day.
Yeah. I don't know which, because I was thinking about
you're
this.
You're pro. You're
and
pro.
And I started.
You're pro.
I don't know which side I'm on now. I just confused myself. I thought too much about it, and I'm on sleep deprivation, so I can't handle it.
You know, that's the price of that public education in Minneapolis. That's what you get. Oh, am I pro or against? I'm not sure. If any of the listeners can help Matt out, call the studio at 800-259-5791. No, if you want more daylight, well, wait a second. If you want more daylight, you're springing ahead. So would you get more daylight?
See, it's not that easy, is it, when you start thinking about it?
Fall back. No, spring forward. Because it's springtime, you're getting more sunlight. Come on now.
But then you got to change. I don't want to change the clocks either. I don't know where I fall on this.
I don't even know what time zone I'm in. There's a problem here. Idiot! It's simple!